奉主耶稣圣名在这里、啊、跟大家查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I study the scripture with you.
很感谢神的看顾，大家能够平安过一个星期，再一次的聚集在、啊、教会里来遵守安息圣日。
Thank God for His providence. We have passed by a week peacefully, and today we can be here to worship on His Sabbath.
愿主的平安喜乐、啊、跟我们弟兄姐妹同在。
May the peace and joy of our Lord be with everyone.
今天早上要用唱一首救恩的歌跟大家来查考圣经的道理。
This morning I would like to use a topic to sing a song of salvation as our mutual encouragement.
我们人通常在吃饱喝足之后就会想要高歌一曲。
After we have finished eating or drinking, we'd like to sing a song.
这是为什么、在娱乐圈里面他们通常都、吃饱饭之后都想要去唱歌。
That's why in the entertainment circle, after the meal was served, they would like to sing.
因为当人吃饱之后，他心情就很愉快，然后他就想要歌颂神。
Usually after we have finished eating, we feel good and we like to praise God.
当然不认识神的人，他就歌颂一些他所喜爱的。
Of course, for those who do not believe in God, they will just sing whatever their heart desires.
当我们在读以赛亚书的时候，我们看到神为他的百姓在他的山上预备了一顿丰盛的筵席。
When we read the book of Isaiah, we can see that how God has prepared a bountiful feast for His people on the mountain.
我们在读以赛亚书25章，我们星期三的财恩聚会的时候所读到的，我们现在请翻开以赛亚书25章。
We had just read Isaiah chapter 25 in this past week's family service, and now let's turn to Isaiah chapter 25.
25章的第六节。
Chapter 25, verse 6.
在这个山上，万军的神必为万民用肥甘设摆筵席，用陈酒和满髓的肥甘，并澄清的陈酒设摆筵席。
And in this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces.A feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees.
这个在这个山上，就是在神所建立的真教会里。
In this mountain is in the church.
在真教会里，神为他的选民，所有的万民愿意接受人，设摆了丰盛的属灵筵席。
In the church that God has established, the Lord Himself will make for all people a feast.
在这个席上所摆设的、啊、是说满髓的肥甘。
And what is presented at the feast are choice pieces.
那表示说在教会里面我们可以得到丰盛的真理。
In other things, in the church, we can receive the truth.
桌上又摆上了澄清的陈酒。
Also, at the feast are wines on the lees.、啊、
这个、预表着神要赐给我们、啊、充满的圣灵。
That represents the Holy Spirit, which God will pour fully upon us.
这个圣灵要帮助我们可以真的享受神所给我们这个属灵的生命。
The Holy Spirit can truly help us to enjoy our spiritual life.
这个都是神为这个他的万民所准备的。
These are the things that God had prepared for all people.
在这个筵席上。第七节又说，他必在这山上除灭遮盖万民之物和遮蔽万国蒙脸的帕子。
In verse 7, he went on to say, and he will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over all people.
在这个筵席上的每一个人都能够赤裸着脸、啊、直接面对神。
And here, everyone is able to face God in person.
不需要因为羞耻有一个帕子遮蔽、啊不敢面对神。
They no longer needed a veil because of shame in facing God.
他们也不需要再惧怕死亡了。
They no longer needed to fear death.
因为神已经得胜死亡。
Because God has overcome death.
第八节说，他已经吞灭死亡，直到永远。主神必擦去个人脸上的眼泪，又除掉普天下他百姓的羞辱，因为这是神说的。
Verse 8 reads, He will swallow up death forever.And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of His people He will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken.
所以在这个筵席上，每一个人、啊、都是充满喜乐的。
That's why at this feast, everyone is filled with joy.
没有眼泪，也没有、啊、让你觉得伤心羞辱的事。
There are no tears and nothing that would make them sad.
因为神是这个筵席的主人，他为我们所预备的，一定让我们每一个人都充满平安喜乐。
Because God Himself is the master of this feast, and what He has prepared will truly fill everyone.
那我们知道说，在神的教会里，在神所预备的这个救恩里面，我们真的有永生的盼望。
We know that in the salvation that God has prepared for us, we have this hope of eternal life.
我们可以得胜罪恶，我们不需要再受罪的辖制。
We are able to overcome sins and no longer be bound by them.
那每一个在这个筵席上经过的人都会有共同的感受。
Everyone who has passed through this feast has a similar feeling.
看第九节。
In verse 9.
到那日人必说，看啊，这是我们的神，我们素来等候他，他必拯救我们。这是主神，我们素来等候他，我们必因他的救恩欢喜快乐。
And it will be said in that day, Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation.
这是每一个在神的筵席上的人共同的感受，说看啊，这是我们的神。
This is something that everyone at the feast felt together, which is that, see, this is our Lord.
我们等候他，他必拯救我们。
We wait for him and he will save us.
我们必因他的救恩欢喜快乐。
And we will be glad because of his salvation.
所以这就是神所为我们准备的。
This is what God has prepared for us.
这是救恩的筵席。
This is the feast of salvation.
我们愿不愿意来参加这个筵席呢？
Are we willing to attend this feast?
如果我们真的了解神的救恩有多美好，我们一定会说我愿意。
If we really understand how good the salvation of God is, we would be willing.
那在这个神的圣山上，第十节说，神的手臂按在这山上。
On this holy mountain, verse 10 says that his hand will be upon it.
表示说神的圣灵要跟他的教会同在。
In other words, the Spirit of God will be with this church.
所有的仇敌都不能够胜过他。
All the enemies cannot overcome it.
而且神要践踏他的仇敌。
God would further trample upon his enemies.
所有属灵选民的仇敌都必他的堡垒坚固的坚固台都必拆毁，直到尘埃。
So fortified city would be taken apart until his coming.
所以第十节后面说，摩押人在所居之地必被践踏，好像干草被践踏在粪池的水中。
Verse 10 says, The Moab shall be trampled down under him, as straw is trampled down for the refuse heap.
这里讲的摩押人其实指的是属灵选民的仇敌。
The Moab represents the spiritual enemies.
神要把他们践踏。
God will trample them down.
第十二节说，神要使你城上的坚固高台倾倒、拆平，直到尘埃。
Verse 12 says, The fortress of the high fort of your walls, he will bring down, lay low, and bring to the ground, down to the dust.
所以在神的山上，在神的教会里面，我们可以得到真正的平安。
So in the mountain of God, the church of God, we will have true peace.
我们必能够经历神的手就按在这里，我们一定能够感受到神的作为。
We will be able to see that the hand of the Lord rests here and see his work.
这个就是神所预备给我们的。这个丰盛的筵席。
This is the feast which God has prepared for us bountifully.
那当我们领受这一个筵席之后，接下去第二十六章就记载说，神的选民呢，就唱一首救恩的歌。
After we have enjoyed this feast, chapter 26 went on to explain that the chosen ones sing a song of salvation.
所以二十六章以赛亚书呢，他在记载这一首歌有五个段落，五个主要的重点。
Isaiah recorded this song with five parts and five major points.
我们一起来看看我们今天在神的教会里面，我们也应当这样子来歌颂神来掌握住我们所得到的救恩。
Let's look at how we can sing such a song of salvation and grasp onto this salvation.
我们看第二十六章第一节。
Let's read chapter 26, verse 1.
当那日，在犹大地的人必唱这歌说：“我们有坚固的城。”神要将救恩定为城墙，为外郭。
In that day, the song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks.
第二节说，敞开城门，使守信的义民得以进入。
Verse 2, open the gate that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter in.
第三节，艰辛倚赖你的，你必保守他十分平安。
Verse 3,
因为他倚靠你。
You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you.
第四节说，你们当倚靠主神直到永远，因为神是永久的磐石。
Verse 4, trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength.
这里这首歌一开始在赞美神所建立的坚固城。
The beginning of the song praises the wall thatthe Lord has fortified.
今天真教会是神所亲自建立的。
Today, the church is built by the Lord himself.
这坚固城里面的百姓叫做忠信的义民。
And in this church, in this strong city, it's where the people are called the righteous nation.
那这个守信的义民，他们是从这个敞开的城门进入的。
And they actually enter in through the gates.
那所以我们就看到说，今天在真教会里面的每一个人都是从主耶稣基督这个门进来的。
Today we can see that in the church, everyone enter in through this gate called Christ.
所以在这一首救恩的歌里面，第一个重点就是我们今天我们的教会是神亲自建立，我们每一个人都是因着主耶稣的救恩而能够来享受神所给我们这一切丰盛的筵席。
Therefore, the first important point about the song of salvation is that God himself is the one who established it and that we can only enter through Christ.
这个坚固城，神说他用救恩为城墙，为外郭。
In this strong city, God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks.
表示说在这个救恩里面，我们得到保护。
In other words, within this salvation, we receive protection.
这个神的圣城耶路撒冷是从天降下来的。
The holy city, Jerusalem, is from above.
所以启示录第二十一章那里讲那个使徒约翰，他说他看见圣城耶路撒冷从天而降。
In Revelation chapter 21, John saw how the city came from above.
所以今天这个神的教会是神建立的，用圣灵亲自建立。
Today, the church is established through the Holy Spirit.
那能够进到这个城里面的人，每一个人都是被主耶稣基督救赎的。
For those who are able to enter in, they are saved by the Lord Jesus.
这里说守信的义民是从这个敞开的城门进入。
Here it says that these righteous nation enter in through the gates.
那这个城门呢，是神的门。
And these gates are the gates of God.
称为义的门。
There are the gates of righteousness.
要进入人，每个人都愿意来遵守神的义。
Only those who are willing to keep the righteousness of God would be able to enter in.
我们请看诗篇118篇。
Let's refer to Psalm 118.
诗篇118篇。
Psalm 118.
看第19节、20节。
Let's read verse 19 and 20.
19节、20节说给我敞开义门，我要进去称谢神。这是神的门，义人要进去。
Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter.
这里说，给我敞开义门，我要进去称谢神了，赞美神。
It says, open to me the gates of righteousness and I will go through them and I will praise the Lord.
这是神的门。
This is the gate of God.
义人要进入。
The righteous one will go through.
所以主耶稣基督他自己说，他就是羊的门。
Lord Jesus himself said that I am the gates to the sheep.
他是得救的门。
He is the gate of salvation.
所以他说，从我的这个门进入的，就要得到丰盛的生命。
So he said that those who enter through me will have bountiful life.
我们今天借着主耶稣基督进入这个教会，我们都是得到神给我们的义。
Today we have through Jesus Christ received the righteousness of God.
不是我们靠自己有什么好行为可以被神称许的。
It is not really through our good conducts that we're being praised.
真的都是因为主耶稣基督给我们的恩典。
It is really just because of the grace of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们每一个人都是借着信靠耶稣能够进入这个属灵的国度。
So through our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can enter into this holy kingdom.
那我们进入这个门，我们就被称为义人。
After we enter through these gates, we are considered righteous.
我们现在看罗马书第三章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
所以我们要常常感谢神，感谢主耶稣。
We need to often thank the Lord Jesus.
因为没有耶稣基督，我们是不可能进入这个义门的。
Because without the Lord Jesus himself, we cannot enter through this gate.
三章二十一节。
Chapter 3 verse 21.
但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets.
二十二节，就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
22. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and all who believe, for there is no difference.
二十三节说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
23 says, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
24, 如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎，就白白地称义。
24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
这里就我们看到说，我们今天其实都是因着主耶稣基督为我们所做的牺牲，流血之后，我们才有机会被称义的。
Here we can see that we are justified becauseof the blood which Jesus has shed for us.
所以我们今天能够进入就是蒙恩的人。
So today, as we can enter, we are considered those who have received grace.
那我们既然是从主耶稣基督能够进入这个门，那我们就应该要坚信依靠他。
If we can enter this gate through him, then we must rely on him only.
主耶稣基督他是永不改变的。
Our Lord Jesus never changes.
他是这个天上的神。
He is the God in heaven.
所以以赛亚书26章他说，主神是永久的磐石。
So Isaiah chapter 26 that the Lord is the everlasting strength.
我们可以很放心的坚信依赖他。
We can truly rely on him without any worry.
所以既然是义民被称义的人，就可以很放心的来依靠耶稣基督。
Since we have been deemed righteous, Through him, we can truly rely on him.
他就要赐给我们，保守我们得到十分的平安。
He will protect us and give us peace.
那这个十分的平安表示很完美的平安。
It is a perfect peace.
那所以你看，我们今天信靠主耶稣啊，我们可以不用惧怕。
You can see that today, as we rely on the Lord Himself, we do not need to fear anything.
主耶稣基督都已经得胜死亡，他都已经把死亡吞灭了，那我们还有什么可以怕的呢？
Our Lord already defeated death and swallowed it.What else do we need to fear?
所以我们今天在圣城里的人所依靠的就是名为万军之神的这个独一真神。
Today, in this holy city, the strong city, the person that we rely on is the Lord himself, the Lord of heaven.
所以我们每一个在这城里面的人，我们都有一个共同的信念。
As those in this city, we need to have the same concept.
我们现在看回来以赛亚书，我们看第48章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 48.
以赛亚书四十八章。
Isaiah chapter 48.
第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节，他们自称为圣城的人，所倚靠的是名为万军之主以色列的神。
For they call themselves after the holy city and lean on the God of Israel, the Lord of hosts is his name.
我们今天是在这个圣城坚固城里的人。
Today, we are those in the holy city.
我们所倚靠的就是我们的永久的磐石，我们的耶稣基督。
The one we lean on is this rock of salvation, our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们有一个依靠，我们并不是那种飘忽不定的人。
We have a reliance. We do not just wander around.
那有神依靠的人跟那个靠自己的人是不一样的。
To have God as our reliance is different as relying on ourselves.
在以赛亚书第二十六章里面，他在讲这个救恩的坚固城的同时，又讲了一个另外一个城。
In Isaiah chapter 26, where the holy city or the strong city is explained, there was another city that was also described.
他那个城叫做高城。
That city is called the high city.
我们现在看回来以赛亚书二十六章的第五节。
Let's refer back to chapter 26, verse 5.
他使住高处的与高城一并败落，将城拆毁、拆平，直到尘埃。
For he brings down those who dwell on high, the lofty city.
那这里讲说，神要拆毁这个高城，这里面在高城里面，这些人 都会一并败落。
And it says here that he will lays it low to the ground and brings it to the dust.
表示这个高层，这个不是属神的。
What it means is that this lofty city on high does not belong to God.
那既然不是属神的，最后都会败落。
Whatever does not belong to God will come to be destroyed at the end.
那这个高层，这个住高处里面这些人是怎么样的人呢？
Who are those who dwell on this lofty city?
如果我们看第25章的11节，
If we read on to verse 11,
我们就看出了这个高层里面的一个特质。
We can see some characteristics of this lofty city.
在第25章里面讲的就是摩押人的这个城。
In chapter 25, it described the city of the Moab.
第11节说，他必在其中伸开手，好像湖水的伸开手，湖水一样。 但神必使他的骄傲和他所做的诡计一并败落。
Lord, when your hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they will see and be ashamed for their envy of people. Yes, the fire of your enemy shall devour them.
第25章11节。
Chapter 25, verse 11. And he will spread out his hands in their midst as a swimmer reaches out to swim, and he will bring down their pride together with the trickery of their hands.
这里就看到这个不属神的，属一真的城市里面充满骄傲、诡诈。
You can see the violence or the evil in the city that do not belong to God.
这最后都要被神拆毁。Or
at the end, the city will be taken down.
所以神的民一定要得胜，践踏这些罪恶的事。The
people of God shall have victory over all these that have been brought down.
在这个神的救恩的坚固城里面，每一个人都要成为义民。
In the city of God, everyone shall be righteous.
所以不圣洁的人就不能够进入，也不能够站立得住。
Those who are not holy cannot enter and cannot stand.
这个是这个在唱歌的第一段，就是哇，我们今天都是属神的，这个城是神为我们建立的。
This is the first part of the song of salvation that we all belong to God, and this city is built by God Himself.
然后在这里面的人。 他现在共同有一个特质，
and there is a similar characteristic among all those in the city.
在这个真教会里面，每一个人都愿意等候神、寻求神，也愿意学习神的公义。
In the true church, there are those who are willing to wait for God to learn of God.
我们现在看第七节，26章第七节。
Let's refer to chapter 26, verse 7.
第七节说，义人的道是正直的，你为正直的主必修平义人的路。The
way of the just is uprightness, O most upright, you weigh the path of the just.
第八节，主啊，我们在你行审判的路上等候你，我们心里所羡慕的是你的名，就是你那可纪念的名。Verse
8, Yes, in the way of your judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you. The desire of our soul is for your name and for the remembrance of you.
第八节说，夜间我心中羡慕你，我里面的灵切切地寻求你，因为你在世上行审判的时候，地上的居民就要学习公义。Verse
9, With my soul I have desired you in the night. Yes, by my spirit within me I will seek you early, for when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness.
我们今天在这个神的城里面的人，我们都是被救赎的义民，我们共同做一件事。
In the city of God, as His people, we do one same thing.
就是我们是等候神的人。
Which is that we are those who wait for Him.
我们既然是义人，那我们就走的路就是义人的道，就是义人的路。
If we are upright, then we walk the way of the just.
因为我们的神是正直的主。
Because our Lord Himself is the most upright.
那我们在神的路上等候他的审判。
We wait for His judgment in the way.
他说，我们现在所羡慕的是神的名。
He said here that what we desire is His name.
第九节特别强调说，在夜间我心中羡慕你。
In verse 9, it says specifically or especially that with my soul I desire you in the night.
我的灵切切地寻求你。
My spirit within me, I will seek you early.
那这个夜间呢, 其实在代表着在黑暗困苦当中。
In the night represents darkness or the times of suffering.
我们可能遇到一些患难困苦。
We may encounter some difficulties.
但是我们的心是 切切寻求神的。
But our soul desires him.
因为神他目的就是要让我们能够接近，更接近他，能够学习他的公义。
This is because the reason for all this to happen is so that we can be closer to him and his righteousness.
他这个第九节特别强调说，神在世上行审判的时候，就是要让我们可以学习公义的。
Because in verse 9 he said, when your judgments are in the earth, it is so that the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness.
所以我们来唱歌的人，每一个人都是愿意寻求神的人，也都是愿意学习神的公义的人。
Those who sing the song are willing to learn of him and of righteousness.
那第十节呢？第二十六章第十节，再另外讲到一种恶人。
In chapter 26, verse 10, it talks about another type of wicked people.
第十节说，以恩惠待恶人，他能不学习公义，在正直的路上，他必行事不义，也不注重神的威严。
Let grace be shown to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness, he will deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Lord.
第十一节说，神啊，你的手高举，他们仍然不看，却要看你为百姓发的热心，因而暴愧，并且有火烧灭你的敌人。
Verse 11, Lord, when your hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they will see and be ashamed for the envy of people. Yes, the fire of your enemies shall devour them.
在这里提到这个恶人呢，他是不懂得神施给恩惠的目的的人。
Here it mentions that the wicked ones are those who do not know to give thanks or to be aware of the grace from God.
他也不会学习神的公义，在地上行事不义。
They will not learn righteousness, and they will deal unjustly in the land of uprightness.
那他不注意神的威严。
They do not behold the majesty of the Lord.
他也不看神的手已经高举起来了。
They do not see that his hand is lifted up.
所以有眼睛，但是没有看到。
They have eyes, but do not see.
那这个就是恶人。
These are the wicked ones.
这个恶人跟义人是不一样的。
These are different from the righteous ones.
所以义人他是会懂得寻求神的，会注意看神的作为的。
The righteous knows to seek for God and to see his work.
但是恶人就是不会看神的作为。
But the wicked does not see his work.
也不懂得来感谢神所给的恩典。
And does not understand to feel the grace of God.
反而会把神的恩典当作一种放纵的机会。
Instead, they abuse the grace of God.
我们现在看罗马书第二章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章。
Romans chapter 2.
我们看第四节、第五节。
Let's refer to verse 4 and 5.
罗马书第二章第四节说，还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改吗？
Romans chapter 2 verse 4 reads, Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance?
第五节说，你竟认着你刚硬不悔改的心，为自己积蓄愤怒，以致神震怒，显他公义审判的日子来到。
Verse 5, But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God.
这里提到说，我们今天如果得到神丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐之后，我们一定要珍惜，也一定要了解神的心意，就是要我们悔改。
Here it mentions here that once we have received the goodness, forbearance, and long suffering of the Lord, we need to know to repent.
那否则呢？如果我们用一个刚硬不悔改的心，最后积蓄了自己神的愤怒之后就是神公义的审判会来到。
Otherwise, if we do according to our hardness and our impenitent heart, then the righteous judgment of God shall come upon us.
那个这个刚硬不悔改的心的就是恶人。
His hardness and impenitent heart represent the hearts of the wicked.
这个跟以赛亚书第二十六章讲的那些恶人，他不看神的手高起来了，他也不注重神的威严，这个结果就是要面对神公义的审判。
Just like those mentioned in Isaiah chapter 26, who do not see that the Lord's hand is lifted up, and who do not behold the majesty of the Lord, and they shall suffer this judgment at the end.
所以我们在这个救恩城里面，我们来唱这个救恩的歌，我们每一个人都是抱着一个愿意悔改的心。
So in this city of salvation, we sing the song of salvation. We all harbor this heart of salvation.
我们愿意忍耐等候神。
We are willing to wait for the Lord.
有时候神让我们遇到艰难困苦是有目的的。
Sometimes God allowed difficulties and sufferings to come on our way for a purpose.
因为神在他的旨意就是要在他的圣城里面要除掉罪孽。
Because God Himself wants to do away with any sins.
在但以理书啊，再一次的在讲这个神的预末世的预言，他将来的真教会的时候。
In the book of Daniel, where it prophesies the future and also the church that is to come.
有时候我们在教会当中也会遇到一些困难、一些患难的。
We can see that in church, we may encounter some difficulties.
但是这个都是一个短暂的时期而已。
But these will all come to pass.
最后神的救恩要来覆盖我们。
At the end, the salvation of the Lord will come over us.
我们现在看一节，看以但以理书第九章。
Let's refer to a verse in Daniel chapter 9.
但以理书第九章来看看，神为了这个他的教会，他到底是目的为什么要给他们一些患难呢？
Let's look at the reason why God would allow for suffering to come upon his church.
他的目的在哪里？
And what were his purposes?
第二十四，九章二十四节。
Chapter 9, verse 24.
为你本国之民和你圣城已经定了七十个期，要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义，封住异象和预言，并高至圣者。
70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy,and to anoint the most holy.
在这个神的城里面啊，也会遇到一些不如意的事情。
In the city of God, there will also be things that may not be pleasing.
但神的目的就是要让我们真的可以成为圣洁。
But the purpose of God is so that we can be holy.
让我们可以真的持住神的义。
So that we can hold on to the righteousness of God.
所以每一个人在这个神的城里面都成为义人，是守信的义民。
That's why, as the people of God, we are those who hold on to His righteousness.
所以，我们今天在唱这首歌的时候，我们都有共同的这样一个了解认识。
When we sing this song today, we have the similar understanding and recognition.
我们都愿意等候神，愿意寻求神，我们愿意学习神的公义。
We're willing to wait for God, to seek for Him, and to uphold His righteousness.
然后。第三个部分，我们有一个共同的祈求，我们有一个心愿。
The third part is that we have this desire in our heart.
现在看回来以赛亚书第二十六章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 26.
第十二节
，verse 12.
第十二节，神啊，你必派定我们得平安，因为我们所做的事都是你给我们派定成就的。
Lord, you will establish peace for us, for you have also done all our works in us.
第十三节说，主我们的神啊。在你以外曾有别的主管辖我们，但我们专要倚靠你，提你的名。
Verse 13 reads, O Lord our God, masters besides you have had dominion over us, but by you only we make mention of your name.
第十五节跳过去，十五节说，主啊，你增添国民，你增添国民，你又得了荣耀，又扩张地的世境。
15 You have increased the nation, O Lord. You have increased the nation, you are glorified. You have expanded all the borders of the land.
我们在这个城里面的人，我们在唱这首歌的时候，我们有一个心愿。
As the people in this city singing this song, we have a desire.
神他必赐给我们平安。
That God shall give us peace.
今天神所给我们的平安跟世界的平安不一样。
Today the peace that God has granted us is different from that of this world.
就像主耶稣在约翰福音第十四章、十六章里面所应许的。
Just like what the Lord Jesus had mentioned in John chapter 16.
他所给我们的平安是在苦难当中的平安。
That the peace he has given us is the peace in a time of persecution.
这个平安跟世界的平安不同。
And this peace is different from that of the world.
为什么在苦难当中可以有平安？
Why is it that in our suffering we can have peace?
因为主耶稣基督已经胜过苦难、死亡。
Because the Lord himself has overcome death.
我们今天跟随他的也可以得到同样的平安。
For those of us who follow him today, we can have the same kind of peace.
那所以今天我们所 造遇的一切其实都是神所给我们派定的。
Today, whatever we experience is already determined by God for us to experience.
圣经说万事互相效力叫爱神得益处。
The Bible says that all things work for the good of those people who love God.
今天如果我们了解神在我们身上所定的旨意是事平安的意念。
Today, if we understand that the will of God is for us to experience this peace at the end.
不管我们生命当中遇到什么事情，我们都会有平安。
It does not matter what we encounter in life, we understand this peace.
我们用一个很平静的心来向神歌颂。
We can sing to God with a very peaceful heart.
因为我们知道，就像这里第十三节说，曾经有别的主来管辖我们，但是我们现在专要依靠你，提你的名。
Just like what is mentioned in 13 here, that there were other masters who have had dominion over us, but now we only make mention of this one master.
主耶稣基督召我们来，让我们被称义，又让我们得荣耀。
Lord Jesus called us to be glorified and to be justified.
罗马书说，我们靠着爱我们的主，我们在一切事上都得胜有余了。
Romans said that through the Lord Jesus who loved us, we can have more than enough.
那所以我们一定。我们因为知道我们有倚靠，我们的主耶稣的名是超越万民的名，是值得信赖，我们可以很放心。
We know we have this reliance, and we know that the name of the Lord Jesus surpasses everything in this world, so we need not to worry.
我们曾经被罪管辖。
We were once ruled by sins.
我们曾经在撒旦的权下被奴隶。
We were once under the dominion of Satan.
我们曾经失去自由，我们曾经感觉到这个世上没有盼望。
We were once without freedom and had no hope in this world.
但是现在我们在属主耶稣基督，我们进入这个救恩的城里面的人。
But now, as those who belong to the Lord Jesus and those who enter into the city,
我们专要倚靠神，提神的名。
We only rely on God and uplift His name.
然后我们又可以有一个这样的一个信念，祈求神这样做。
We also have this heart.That we pray to God to do this.
共同的祈求就是第十五节说：“神啊，求你增添国民，你要得荣耀，你要扩张地的事境。”
What we pray together for is in verse 15. You have increased the nation, O Lord. You are glorified, and you have expanded all the borders of the land.
今天如果我们真的感受到我们在这个救恩的城里面是这么美好
，Today, if we feel that it's so wonderful to be in the city of salvation,
我们一定希望说神的道能够兴旺起来。
We all wish.For the word of God to increase,
能够让众人看到神的作为，经历神的救恩
，so that all nations shall see the work of God and enter into the salvation.
所以众人的期望就是神的国度能够扩张。
The expectation of all is that the nation of God shall increase.
神的国民能够增添
，and that the borders shall be expanded to have more people.
这是为什么？今天如果我们对我们的信仰有体验，我们真的感受到。神拯救了我们。
This is the reason why we have experienced in spirit the grace of God.
我们一定会愿意去做见证，然后去跟人家分享我们所领受的。
And by that, we would be very willing to testify to others so that they can also come to experience the same.
但是在以赛亚书第二十六章，他这里讲，他这个祈求愿望是很自然的说，希望神的国度越来越多人。
But in chapter 26, it says that. Naturally, the desire is that the nation and the borders would be increased.
他并没有告诉我们说到底怎么样做，神到底要怎么样让他的国民增添，他的世界扩张。
He didn't explain how this would be accomplished.
后来我们在新约圣经，主耶稣来了以后，建立教会以后，我们从使徒行传就看到增添国民、扩张世界的方法。
Later on, when Jesus came and during the time of the apostolic church.We saw how this was done.
神的道要兴旺，神的国民要增添，一定要有神的作为。
The word of God would increase, and His kingdom would expand only through His work.
所以在神的教会里面，在神的圣山上，一定要有神迹奇事。
So in the church of God, in the holy mountain of God, there needs to be miracles.
这个神迹奇事就是我们的生命可以被改变。
These miracles is that our life would be changed.
我们以前可能是一个很脾气很坏的人。
In the past, we may be one with bad temper.
但是因着主耶稣基督的救恩改变之后，我们可以变成一个很温柔、谦卑的人。
But because of the grace of God, we have changed to be one who is gentle.
这个人心的改变就是最大的神迹。
The change of the heart of man is the greatest miracle.
这比一个病得医治还更难。
This is even more difficult for a disease to be healed.
但是我们在神的教会必然看到这样一个作为，神的作为。
But in the church of God, we shall see such signs and miracles.
所以进入神的救恩的成人，每一个人生命都要变更新。
So for those who enter into this kingdom, every one of them needs to have this change of heart.
那我们也从使徒行传看到，神的国民要增添，一定要更多人愿意参与神的工作。
In the book of Acts, we can also see that for the kingdom of God to be expanded, everyone needs to participate.
整个教会一定要合一。
The church needs to be unified as one.
更多属灵人愿意参与神的服事的工作。
More and more of those who are spiritual would be willing to participate in the work of God.
然后这样子，神的有人投入福音的工作、服事的行列，这样子神的国度才会扩张。
When people participate, then the work of God shall be carried out for the expansion.
所以我们现在看使徒行传第六章。
Let's now turn to Acts chapter 6.
来看一个例子。
Let's look at one example.
使徒行传第六章。
Acts chapter 6.
第七节。
Verse 7.
神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。
Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith.
神的道兴旺起来，从第七节这样子描述，是因为第六节那里先有一个纷争的事情，但是得到更多人的参与解决之后，神的道就兴旺了。
The word of God spread because of what happened before verse 7, that there was an incident that caused some dissension. However, that was resolved, and therefore the word of God spread.
因为教会参与服事人人数不足，所以有些人被忽略了。现在有更多人愿意来参与服事，所以这个问题解决了。
There were not enough who participated in the work of God, and now there were more who join in, therefore, the matter of dissension was dissolved.
被显出来的人，他们真的是大有信心，被圣灵充满，又充满智慧的人。
Those who were chosen, they had great faith, they were filled by the Holy Spirit and the wisdom of God.
那当他们这样子在服事神，众人都在各尽其职来服事神，这个教会就兴旺。
When they served God and when everyone did their part, then the word of God spread.
然后这个是从我们内部在服事神的角度上来看，神的道兴旺起来。
And this is what we observe internally, how the word of God spread.
使徒行传第八章提到有更多人愿意参与传福音的工作。
In Acts chapter 8, it mentions that there are more who were willing to participate in the work of evangelism.
我们看使徒行传八章的第四节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 8, verse 4.
第四节说，那些分散的人往各处去传道。
Verse 4 reads, Therefore those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word.
五节说腓力下到撒玛利亚城去宣讲基督。
Verse 5, Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them.
这里看到这个福音的扩展需要更多人参与的。
Here you can see that for the gospel to spread, more need to participate.
当人人都愿意投入传福音的行列的时候，神的国民必然增添。
When everyone is willing to join in this work, then the kingdom of God shall be expanded.
所以我们今天弟兄姐妹如果真的愿意看到神的国度能够世界扩张增添国民，我们每一个人一定要投入传福音的行列。
If our brothers and sisters today would like to see this, we need to all participate.
这是我们的共同的心愿，我们在唱这首歌的时候，我们这样的祈求。
This is our common desire. When we sing the song of salvation, we pray for the same.
这是我们也可以真的这样子做的。
This is something we can do together.
我们再看回来以赛亚书26章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 26.
在接下来第四段，他讲到我们在这个神的城里面遇到急难的时候，我们都懂得来倾心吐意的向神祷告。
In the fourth section, it mentions that we all know to pray to God with a pure heart.
我们现在看第十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
主啊，他们在急难中寻求你，你的惩罚临到他们身上，他们就倾心吐胆祷告你。
Lord, in trouble they have visited you. They poured out a prayer when your chastening was upon them.
今天在真教会里面的我们，如果遇到困难的时候怎么办？
Today, as those in the true church, when we encounter trouble, what shall we do?
我们都愿意的倾心吐意的祷告神。
We're willing to pour out a heart of purity before God.
因为我们知道神是我们的力量，我们的诗歌，我们的拯救。
Because we know that the Lord God is our salvation. He is the one who can save us.
我们的救恩是从神来的。
Our salvation is from Him.
所以不管做什么事，一定都先祷告神。
It does not matter what we do, we pray to God first.
我们愿意时时的依靠他。
We are willing to rely on Him all the time.
我们依靠他的时候，他是赐给我们平安。
When we rely on Him, He will give us peace.
但是有时候我们受神的管教的时候，我们都会得到平安的。
When we are chastened by God, we would also be able to receive peace.
看一下以赛亚书六十二章。
Let's refer to Isaiah chapter 62.
以赛亚书六十二章。
Isaiah chapter 62.
六十二章啊，我们看六十二章。哦，对不起，诗篇六十二篇，不是以赛亚书。
Sorry, Psalm 62.
诗篇六十二篇。
Psalm 62.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇六十二篇第一节说：“我的心默默无声，专等候神，我的救恩是从他而来。”
Verse 1. Truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation.
我们看第六节。
Let's also read verse 6.
唯独他是我的磐石，我的拯救，他是我的高台，我必不动摇。
He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved.
第七节说，我的拯救，我的荣耀都在乎神，我的力量，我力量的磐石，我的避难所都在乎神。
7. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God.
八节说，你们众人当时时倚靠他，在他面前倾心吐意，神是我们的避难所。
Verse 8. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us.
我们在急难当中，我们都知道找到一个出口。
We all know that in times of trouble, we can find a way out.
这个出口就是我们的所倚靠的神。
In this way out is the God in whom we rely.
用专心等候祷告他来得到他的拯救。
We wait and we pray and long for his salvation.
所以在救恩，在这个救恩的城里面，我们每一个人心里都可以很放心。
In this city of salvation, we all need not to worry.
有患难，但是我们知道我们有依靠。
We have troubles, but we also know of a reliance.
所以我们心里很平安，很安稳。
That's why our heart feels very peaceful.
这是为什么我们可以得到力量。
This is the reason why we can have strength.
在患难当中，我们可以得安息。
In times of trouble, we shall have peace.
看回来以赛亚书二十六章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 26.
最后一段在真耶稣教在真教会里面会充满得胜死亡的欢呼喜乐。
In the last section, it mentions that in the true church there shall be a joy.
因为我们每一个人都有一个盼望，我们将从死里复活。
Because everyone has a hope of being alive from death.
看第十九节，二十六章十九节。
Chapter 26, verse 19.
死人要复活，尸首要兴起，睡在尘埃的啊，要兴起歌唱，因为你的甘露好像菜蔬上的甘露，地也要交出死人来。
Your dead shall live together with my dead body; they shall arise, awake and sing, you who dwell in dust. For your dew is like the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead.
这里这一段这一节圣经呢，是旧约圣经里面少数有关于死人复活的经文。
This verse is one of the few verses in the Old Testament regarding how the dead would become alive again.
这里已经在预告将来从死里复活的盼望。
It already prophesied here that there will be resurrection of the dead.
但是这样一个盼望将在神的国度里面、神的教会里面实现。
But this kind of hope.Will only be in the kingdom of God.
我们每一个睡在尘埃的人都要兴起歌唱。
Those with the dead body shall sing.
这个歌唱其实是在欢呼喜乐。
And this sing is actually being joyful.
因为我们即将要复活得永生。
Because we're about to come to life again and receive an eternal life.
今天神主耶稣基督给我们一个得胜死亡的应许。
Today we have this hope from the Lord Jesus Christ.To be able to be victorious over death.
虽然我们肉体会死亡
even though our body will die physically,
但是我们的灵一直都是活着的
but our spirit continues to live.
所以在但以理书里面，他也提到有关于这个死而复活的这个盼望
That's why in Daniel, it also mentioned about this hope of resurrection.
我们看但以理书第十二章。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 12.
但以理书十二章的第二节。
Daniel chapter 12.
第一节，才第一节开始。
Verse 1.
第一节说，那时保佑你本国之民的天使长米迦勒必站起来，并且有大艰难，从有国以来直到此时都没有这样的，你本国的民中凡名录在册上的必得拯救。
At that time Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time, and at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book.
第二节说，睡在尘埃中的必有多人护行，其中有得永生的，有受羞辱永远被憎恶的。
2. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt.
第三节说，智慧人必发光如同天上的光，使那使多人归义的必发光如星，直到永永远远。
3. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness,like the stars forever and ever.
这一段圣经在看，在我们看到说，今天如果我们是生命册上有名的人，我们复活将得永生。
In this passage, we can see that if our name is written in the book, we shall resurrect and have eternal life.
我们今天在神面前，如果是被称义，如果能够得到神的奖赏的，我们他说发光像星，直到永远。
If in the presence of God we are praised by Him,then we shall be like the brightness of the firmament, like the stars forever and ever.
所以我们是用一个充满盼望的一个心情来唱这首救恩的歌。
We sing the song of salvation with a great sense of hope.
我们就像这里所说的，必然每一个人必然兴起来歌颂神。
Just like what it's mentioned here, everyone arises to sing.
要从死里复活，如果没有神的灵是不可能的。
To rise from dead, it is not possible without the Spirit of God. 所以，
二十六章的第十九节说，因为你的甘露好像菜蔬上的甘露。
Chapter 26, verse 19 says, "For your dew is like the dew of herbs."
这个甘露就是代表着圣灵。
The dew represents the Holy Spirit.
今天我们领受圣灵，就是我们得到一个复活的盼望。
Today, as we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive this hope.Of resurrection.
我们将在主耶稣再来的时候可以兴起。
When Jesus comes again, we shall rise.
然后一起来唱这一首救恩的歌。
And sing the song of salvation together.
每一个人都是欢喜快乐。
Everyone is with joy.
每一个人都一起歌颂这个救我们的主。
Everyone sings to the Lord together.
愿我们一起来唱这一首救恩的歌。
May we all sing the song of salvation together.
再来唱诗223首。
Let's sing hymn 223.